Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we're going to hear from several of the actors and prop makers for the latest production of the Central College Theater Department, A Servant to Two Masters, which is ongoing at the Pella Opera House. You can see it tonight and tomorrow night.
I'm Shannon Scala. I'm head of props, and I help set up the props, and I've helped make them.
I'm Hannah Geddes, and I'm one of the assistant stage managers, and I also helped make a lot of the food props.
My name is Tyler Hackenmiller, and I play Dr. Lombardi in the play.
I'm Ashton Mayer, and I also helped make a lot of the food props with Hannah.
All right, so can one of you give me kind of a description of what the play is about without giving anything away?
The play is about a lovable servant named Truffaldino who finds himself kind of serving two people, and all the hilarity that ensues. Without giving away too much, hilarity ensues because of that, and there's a lot of running around and mixed signals and miscommunication and everything, and it's really funny.
Oh, this is kind of an old play. What does that mean in differences as far as what you guys have to do?
I guess the differences between a new play and an older show is the costuming is very, very different. It's very classical, and the food, it's not of our modern time. Like, we wouldn't have a meat plate, and we normally wouldn't have it on silver platter, so that's kind of a big difference. And I don't know, I just think the whole show is a little different because, like, the way they speak and all the props involved are not modern to begin with, and so it's kind of nice to see something different.
Tell me about the food, because you have a lot of food out here. How does that work itself into the play?
Well, there is a scene where he is actually trying to serve both masters at the same time, and so he gets mixed up, like, which plates he's supposed to be bringing where, and basically all of this food is in that one scene, except for a couple things, and it comes on for about 30 seconds and then gets taken right back off, but it's all basically in that one time where he's trying to find who needs what in what room, and he's just running around like crazy, and there's people backstage holding plates of food, like, on both sides, so it's pretty interesting.
This food is really realistic looking. How do you make the prop food?
Hannah and I worked a lot with food props last year on a show called Guys and Dolls, so we were kind of ahead of our game a little bit, but it's kind of interesting. A lot of it is actually made out of foam that you would use actually in building like houses and things like that, and then yeah, just random materials and a lot of paint. There's a lot of paint that goes on these, a lot of sanding, sandpaper, grinding them down, shaping them, and then some of them are also made out of fabric as well, so just anything that can look or be shaped in the form of food.
Now, have any of you done performances at the Opera House before?
Not performances.
No.
We've worked on crews, but
this is my first time here, so I've never done it before this point.
Does the Opera House have any different circumstances that you have to work around as opposed to doing it at Central?
I know, first of all, the stage here is about half the size of ours, and the backstage area, there's not a lot of room, so it's hard to, like, this isn't too big of a cast, but I know I remember for Murder to Death, the show we did here last year, there's a lot more people, and it's just a lot smaller space, and it's a different type of theater, so it's different in that way.
As far as acting goes, did you have to learn anything new to act in such an old play?
Yeah, I had to learn. My character is a lawyer, and he likes to use a lot of Latin words, so I had to learn Latin, which I didn't really learn the whole language, just like the random phrases that he says throughout the play, which was interesting because when I went in and learned how to pronounce them, they were completely different than what I thought they would be, how they'd be pronounced. So that was kind of interesting, getting to learn Latin, something like a few phrases, something I probably wouldn't have done if I hadn't been a part of the play.
So what's the age group that would enjoy this play?
We've all agreed that it's definitely a PG-13 type show. There's a lot of talking in it, so children or people any younger than that will probably get a little bored, but there's quite a bit of adult, you know, jokes that mostly adults will get as well. So,
and there's going to be some stuff going on before and after the performance, I believe. Tell me a little bit about that.
Okay, so before the show starts, downstairs in the lower area, there's the Festival of Trees, which is really great. Everything is in the process of being set up now, but there are trees from all the business people in town, and they've got different baskets that you can bid on. And it's really just a great atmosphere downstairs. There's just so much to see, and everything's beautiful, and it's great to see such community here.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've talked with some of the people involved with the production of A Servant to Two Masters at the Pella Opera House. You can see that play tonight and tomorrow night. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine, today's official weather eye meteorologist, next.